Hasn't he or she grown? I wonder how many times that has been said by families getting together over Christmas time. And how did you used to feel when it was said about you? The expectation is that we will grow. So why are we amazed when it actually happens? I expect that you will all be familiar with the story of Peter Pan, the boy who didn't want to ever grow up, but instead wanted to stay a child and have fun and enjoy life. He has fun and adventures in Neverland with Captain Hook, the Lost Boys, and of course, Wendy and Tinkerbell. In the stories, Peter is ageless, and the author, J.M. Barrie, doesn't actually describe him. So we don't know what he looked like. The only images that we have of him are from the films. In contrast to Peter Pan, there's a well-known quote from Francis Xavier of the Jesuits, and he says, "Give me a child until he is seven, and I will give you the man." The idea being that the first few years of a child's life are crucial to their growth and development. And recent research reinforces this, suggesting that even the first few months of a child's life go a long way to determining their future personality and character traits. Whatever desires that we might have to be like Peter Pan, we will, of course, grow up. We will develop physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually as people. And our growth and development don't stop when we become an adult, whenever that might actually be. But it continues throughout our lives. Physically, we age even after we stop growing in height. Some of us will be more acutely aware of that than others. I notice it every time I wash my hair, and more of it remains in the bath. Growth is a constant process. We are living beings. But alongside our physical growth is the growth of who we are as individuals, our personality, our characters, our faults, our virtues, how we see life, the world, other people, what drives us, motivates us, our ambitions, aims, our goals. All of these develop throughout our lives, and this development never stops. There's a Bible reading on the back of the takeaway sheets which you've got on your table. They've got breakfast at nine written all over them. And there's another one that we didn't have room to put on there. Both will appear on the screen at some point while I'm talking. Oh, they're already there. Brilliant. Mike is on it. They're from the books of 1 Samuel and Luke, and both are about children growing up. The book of Samuel tells us that the young Samuel continued to grow both in stature and in favour with the Lord and with the people. And the book of Luke tells us that when Jesus was 12 years old, he already had noticeably increased in wisdom and in years, and in divine and human favour. So let's talk about Samuel. Samuel was a much wanted child. His parents, Hannah and Elkanah, difficult to translate these names, were unable to have children. Hannah was desperate and prayed to God, saying that if she were given a child, she would dedicate it to God. And she became pregnant with Samuel. And after his birth, Samuel was indeed dedicated to God in the temple with the priest Eli. And Samuel grew up to become a significant figure in the history of the church. He was used by God to do amazing things during his lifetime, and Samuel grew into the person that God had created him to be. Jesus was, of course, also a most unexpected child, but for different reasons. Hence the problems for Mary and Joseph when it was discovered that Mary was expecting a child. And Jesus, too, was dedicated at the temple to grow and develop and fulfill God's purposes. And, of course, in an even more significant way than Samuel. So what about us? We too grow and develop. Why? Samuel and Jesus had significant things to do. Dedicated before God, they grew up to achieve incredible things for God and humanity. But so also can we, each of us. Maybe not in the same way as Samuel and Jesus, but I believe that each of us is also called to be the person that God has created us to be, the best that we can possibly be. Each of us grow and develop physically, obviously, but as followers of Jesus, we seek to grow and develop characters like that of Jesus. In the church and in the Bible, it's called Christlikeness. And we're looking at this within our regular Breakfast at Nine talks at the moment in the service each week. And the Bible gives us a really clear picture of who we are to work towards emulating in Jesus. But it's really practical by offering us a breakdown of what this actually means in reality. And if that's not clear enough, it actually even gives you the opposite of what it means, which makes it even easier. The book in the Bible called Colossians, and there's another one called Galatians, speak about developing personal characteristics, which it calls the fruits of the Spirit. We'll look at those a bit more in the craft in a bit. These are God-given character traits, which includes love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Now, who here wouldn't want to be a person known for displaying these character traits? Certainly, wouldn't we all want to grow to be more like these? Wouldn't we want our friends and family and our children to grow to be more like this? A reality of life is that what we believe, what we base our lives on, eventually, inevitably becomes apparent through our attitudes, our actions, and our habits. When we really believe something to be true, it starts to impact on the way that we live. We begin to anticipate or to reflect it in the way that we behave, the way we think, and the way that we use our time and our resources. Think about people you know. It's fairly clear what sorts of things motivate them. Many years ago, I chose to base my life on the teaching and character of Jesus. Let's not be afraid to give our lives to Jesus and to the story that at the heart of the universe there is a God of love who's on the side of all those who are oppressed and forgotten, who feel insignificant and powerless, and who calls us to join in a revolutionary movement to bring hope and real liberation to all. Peter Pan was a story about a boy who never grew up. Jesus did grow up and said, "I've come to show you how to live life to its fullest. I've come to show you how to live a life that's worth living. So let's make Jesus the center of our lives, because when living in God's love, I believe we simply can't do better." God's great story is more than a story just to read about. It's a story which gives humanity direction and purpose. And so today's dedication. Everyone here will know that faith in Jesus is a really important part of Andy and Kat's lives. And they would like today to make the first step towards introducing Adeline to a life where faith is also very much at the centre. Dedication is about making a public declaration to God, members of the church family, and Andy and Kat's own family and friends. It's a declaration of faith, and it's a declaration showing a desire for Adeline to grow up in an environment of faith, where she will hopefully engage with God in faith for herself. It's also an act of hope. Hope that we, their friends and family, would support them as they raise Adeline. Anyone who's had children knows that the more help you can get, the easier it is. Hope that we would help her as she grows to become a person that God hopes that she can be. The hope is that Adeline will grow and develop the characteristics that I spoke of earlier on, and in turn will make the decision one day to be baptized, the point when she will stand before everyone again and declare her faith for herself and enter into baptism as a demonstration that her faith is her own. A couple of my favourite readings. One is from a book called Romans in the Bible. And it says this: "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope." And the book of 1 John, chapter 3, says, "How great is the love that the Father has lavished upon us, that we may be called children of God, and that is what we are." And so may we look to God to support and guide us in our faith. May we do all that we can to support Andy and Kat as they raise Adeline to know faith. And may we do all we can to support Adeline as she learns about faith for herself and seeks to understand what it means for her own life. Let's not be like Peter Pan, but instead grow to be all that God hopes for us instead. Amen.